Rabbi Shimon, 12 years with his son, were buried in the sand. Come on. If someone feels too hit, it's okay. I'm not insulted. Go walk out. صادق استاد علام رو بین نخمان بسیطان و بین خیلی بسیطان بگیم علیه و جاید خود استان رو نمید خدا رو بر خشم air condition it's an invention of the last 100 years. Before of that, for more than 3,000 years, no one ever thought about it. In hell, there's no air condition, and also the lowest heat in this world is cooler. No, I'm sorry. The highest heat here in this world is cooler than the smallest one in hell. 60 times stronger. Just that you're gonna know. And also, Baruch Hashem, that it's written any surim belavon. If a man is suffering, it's because of his sins, not because of their condition. At all. And you can see that I'm sweat a lot, Baruch Hashem. Sweating. It's because of my avonot. And I accept it with love. And Bezrat Hashem, I'm going to think about another vote connected to that issue to satisfy everyone, Bezrat Hashem. Also, the ones that have air condition in this world, if they're not worthy to have it, so maybe it's coming down from their reward for the world to come. And like that we said, Kefum Tzara Agra, according to the effort, the reward is going to be. And I'm going to tell you what's the reward. The reward is to know that it's all Hashem. This is the reward. In this world, no achievement is going to make you happy except of that simple knowledge that Hashem is here with me, that Hashem cares about me, that Hashem loves me. There was one righteous, I'm not sure who was that, maybe it was Rav Pinchas Mikuritz, but I'm not sure, that he said, before of Meir, he said, I'm ready to make an oath, to swear, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is the one that now replaced between this, the Me'orot, the lights. That Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Bidvaro Ma'ariv Aravim. That He brought the evening now. I'm ready to make an oath on that, to swear. Hashem brought the darkness now. Hashem brought the night. Not the sun set. The sun is not exist. The sun is working for Hashem Yitbarach. Whatever Hashem says to the sun, it's doing. But it's not the sun. It's Hashem. Hashem. Every day, every moment, every evening, every morning, every sunrise, every sunset. The heat. It's not the weather. It's not the air condition. Nothing. There are people that have air condition on them and they sweat like crazy. They cannot stop it. And there are people that they're shaking out of the cold and no heat in the world. David HaMelech was covered with clothes and blankets and he was shaking. Because one time he was disrespecting clothes. That he cut the wing of the coat of Shaul. David HaMelech. He was shivering.
Shivering.
Because of cold. And nothing helped him, David HaMelech. Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem Yitbarach. I talked today to Rav Shalom. I spoke with him a little bit.
He told me how much we need to thank Hashem on the simplest thing of them all, on the fact that we're doing 1 hour, that he was mentioning the most. He said that we're doing 1 hour, but they do it every day. He was now in Vienna, he came back from Vienna. He said, I was in Johannesburg, he said, alright, I saw they have huge houses, everyone have 3 non-Jews women working for them and cleaning the houses. He said, alright, I understand they have this world, I understand why they're in the exile. I understand rich people, he was in the United States, he saw a lot of rich people, but also over there, not really the condition over there is like that, so good, but okay, you can say there is something, maybe a lot of people have a lot of money, maybe. He said in Vienna he said people are renting small houses, 2 bedrooms, working every day from sunrise until 7-8 p.m. every day, working for nothing. And outside, he said, the city is filth, full with pritzut and not modest and horrible things. And he said that he cannot understand what they're doing. He said, how much we need to be thankful to Hashem that we're here. That we're here. That we can come to the kollel. The problems that we have are so small, so tiny. And even if we have big issues, you think you have big issues. The truth is that we live in heaven. We live in heaven because we have Hashem with us. What's your problems? There is no air condition. So we can buy a fan. We can buy a fan. Everyone going to put 10 shekels and we're going to buy 2 or 3 fans. We're going to put some fans here. We're going to have something. The yeshiva doesn't want to support it, doesn't want to do that. All right. They're losing. It's not us. We're just gaining. We don't have air conditioning. Other things. You have problems in Shalom Bayit. Oh, I understand. Problems in Shalom Bayit. It can be very hard. But if you have faith, nothing is hard. Nothing is hard. It's what that Hashem wants you now to deal with. Hashem today wants you to deal with yourself. You heard a lesson and you don't know how to keep it. You heard about confidence. That if you're going to count on Hashem and you don't know how, you don't know, you see huge distance between you and really holding that level that you heard about. Guarding your eyes, believing in Hashem, achieving, making miracles with your Yitbodediot. Alright, you heard that concept, you believe in it, you see huge distance. Now, it pushes you, Chas Shalom, to sadness. Why? Why? Adrabah. Rabbeinu told us the secret. If you will not gonna give up, you're gonna achieve it finally. This is the answer. This is the real answer. Just now it depends on you. If you going to decide to fall to your sadnesses and to walk with them to sadness and despair and to drink alcohol and I don't know what, one sin going to drag another one. But if you're going to decide, I don't care. And I don't come here every day to scream and to be too strong on you. I love you all. I'm telling you from my life. From my life. Really, you can see mountains closing on you. You can see trucks driving in front of you. You can see hell in front of your eyes. But if you not let yourself confuse and fall to the nonsense of this world, it will not gonna touch you. It cannot touch you. En malchut nogad b'malchut kem lo nima. No one can take what that is yours. No one. No one can stop what that belongs to you from coming into your hands. No one. No one. And if you have Hashem, you have everything. Everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He forced Himself in a certain way, in the way that He created the world, to lead us according to the way that we grab the world, that we understand the world according to our wisdom. Means if a person believes in reward and punishment, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to give him a reward on his success and to punish him on his avonot. Hashem have to. This is how Hashem created the nature of the private supervision of this world. But if a person is rising above all of those assumptions, ways of thinking, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gonna lead him beyond nature. Means if he believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so good that he can answer all of his prayers now, and he really holds that level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be with him exactly like that. If you are sacrificing yourself from your satisfactions, from your pleasures, and you give yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem Yitbarach gives himself to you. What can you achieve in that moment? No one can understand what can you achieve. And I'm telling you, you remember I told you that dream that I had on Rav Shalom, that I told him maybe I need to do 2 hours of Itbodedut. I don't remember exactly the details. Maybe I need to close my eyes and to like meditate. And so he didn't answer to me. And I looked at him or something and I wanted to see what he thinks. He said, why 2 hours? Maybe it's going to come in a minute. Maybe it's going to come just now. You don't know. You never closed your eyes. You never tried to see what Hashem is telling you from inside. And even if you did, the failures that you had in your past doesn't say that in the future, doesn't really teach that in the future you're going to fail also again. You don't know. We don't know where we're holding, what's our real level. If, like we said a few days ago, if really a person going to decide that he's running for Hashem Yitbarach like Nachshon ben Aminadav, and he's running into the fire, into the wall, you don't know which level you're holding now. Maybe from in heaven you're already one of the righteous people, one of the leaders of the generation. Maybe you can be a tzaddik and also to be a sinner in the same time. Maybe, you don't know. Maybe you can be important even that you have horrible downs. The king of Am Israel, David HaMelech, he had a horrible down while he was a king. While he was a king, he had a horrible down. That no one would crown him if they would know that he is able to do something like that. And he was the king. And everything's okay. And he made tshuva, and he moved on. And we need to move on from our downs. It's written, "Kol ha-mezakeh et ha-rabim en chet ba'al yado." If a person is helping others to do tshuva, the sin is not coming down on his hand. Means that even if he's sinning, it's not affecting his faith. The chet is not coming down on his hands. Vayadav emunah, his hands are full with faith. If you're helping others, you have siyata dishmaya, you live in a different lifetime. You live in a different dimension, meimad. In a different world. You and Hashem Yitbarach are together. There is a different way of judging you. Hashem is judging you. And we need to believe in ourselves. No one's going to believe in you. Im ta'aminu ta'aminu. If you're going to believe, they're going to believe in you. You need to believe that Hashem loves you. No one else is going to teach you that. And no one. It's your decision to work on that. To judge Hashem in a positive way. To have zchut. To say, hey, I hear so many years that Hashem is good. In all of the books it's written that Hashem is good. Maybe I'm going to try to believe in that simple concept. Maybe really Hashem is good. Maybe everything is good. Hashem created everything, right? So maybe really everything is good. Can be. Maybe everything is good. Think about it. It's so simple. Don't need to go to such distance to Shimshon HaGibor to understand that. Oh, Hashem is good. Alright. What it means? That what He created is good? Yes. What He created? Everything? Yes. This is it? Alright. So it's a deal. This is simple. Life. It's all good. Oh, so why am I angry? Because I used to get angry. Because I have my stupid patterns that I'm getting angry all of the time. Alright, so I'm going to work on myself. I'm not going to kill everyone because I have my problems. I'm not going to hate everyone inside of my heart because I have my fears and anxieties, like everyone wants to take from me and it's mine and it's... Those are my avonot that are screaming from inside. You don't have faith, you don't have faith, you don't have faith, you don't have faith. Really, no one can touch nothing that belongs to me. So why should I fight? I don't need to fight. Alright. To come to those understandings, you have to spend a lot of time in the field with Hashem. To come to those understandings, you have to come daily to yeshiva that talks about those issues. That help those things to latsuf, float on the surface. that you're going to remember that again and again, because Yetzer Hara is working from the other side, from the Sitra Achra, from the other side, all day long to tell you there is no Hashem, Hashem hates you, Hashem doesn't love you, Hashem forgot you, Hashem doesn't help you, here you see, you're a failure, you're not good, you're useless, you're worthless, you're this, you're bad, you're, and cursing you, and slaughtering you day and night, and look at your face, look at your nose, look at your ears, look at your eyes, look at your hair. If I would create myself, I would understand why should I be bothered with my creation. But I haven't created myself. So go to that, to the Creator, and tell Him all of my problems. Why are you coming to me? I need to deal with the color of my eyes, with the shape of my nose, with with my bald. This is what that I need to be worried about. Why? I took my hair off. I took it off. I haven't done nothing. I haven't done nothing to no one. I'm not exist at all. I'm just trying to come out from that imagination that I'm something. And to cancel myself to the will of Hashem. And Hashem wanted me to marry my wife. And Hashem wants you to be married to your wife. And He wanted me to have my children. And He wanted me to have my issues. One cannot eat dairy. One cannot eat meat. One cannot eat candies. One cannot do this. Everyone with his... One person cannot see good with his eyes. One cannot hear good with his ears. One cannot walk with his... Everyone got something. And you think that it's because of your avonot and... You know how Abraham Avinu looked like. You know how Sarai Menu was look like. You know all of the righteous people, maybe they had their difficulties also. The Chozem Milublin, you know how many difficulties he had with his health. The Magid Mimezrich, he couldn't walk on his legs. He was sick in his legs almost all of his life. And even when Abal Shem Tov told him that he can heal him, and told him, I can heal you in two ways. By nature or in a miracle. You're going to choose. If I'm going to heal you with a miracle, you will always going to be healthy. Walk on your legs. If I'm going to heal you by nature, I'm going to give you medicines. I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do to heal yourself. It can come back, the pains that you have in your legs. He told him, I'd rather to take something by nature and not by miracles. And he'd been healed. For a few years, he was healthy. And after a few years, he couldn't walk. He couldn't walk anymore because of pain. He was suffering crazy pain. The Magid Mimezrich. So you can see that, oh, it's because of his avonot. Because that he's accepting it with love and he's moving on in life. Move on. Everyone have issues. You have issues with your wife, I understand it. You have issues with your brother, I understand it. You have issues with your parnasa, I understand it. Everyone have issues. The only question is how you deal with them. I'm going to tell you stories on righteous people that never got married. We have Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich, that his fiancée been murdered in the Holocaust. And he couldn't get married after it, after that he was in the horrible camps in Auschwitz. He couldn't get married. All of his life he was alone. After saw the horrors of the Holocaust. When I told you that story, that one day Rabbi David Chaim Stern and Chacham Avraham Chai came to him, and another righteous man that I don't remember his name. One after the other they came to him. They wanted to sit with him to force him to agree to bring Mashiach. They had those powers. Like we heard yesterday from Rabbi Reuven, that he said, the Magid Mimezrich, he had the power to cancel all of the decrees, but from their point of view, they see the benefit. They see the benefit, they see the use, that it's all kindness why we have those decrees. Because without it, we will not going to succeed to know Hashem. We will never going to learn to go out from our bad attributes, from our midot ra'ot. We will never going to be humble. So they came to him, and everyone that came, the first came Rabbi David Chaim Stern, I think, and he asked his helper, Aaron, does Rabbi David Chaim Stern, he was in the Holocaust? So Aaron told him, no. So he said, so why he came to tell me to bring Mashiach if he wasn't there in the Holocaust? And then Chacham Avraham Chai came, and he said again, Rabbi Aaron, did Chacham Avraham Chai, he was in the Holocaust? He said, no. He wasn't. He said, so why he came to ask me to bring Mashiach? And then the third person, the righteous man, came. The same question, was he in the Holocaust? No. So why they came? After they went out that he refused, Rabbi David Chaim Stern said, I don't understand him on Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz. So he pushed it away for another 20 years. What? The wall! They're talking about the crazy wall. They, those righteous people, they believe that there is a war, that they're going to be chas shalom, a huge shfichut damim, thousands going to die, nations going to die, who what's going to be, all of the Gog and Magog war can come. Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz, he is pushing away Mashiach, and he will fight with Mashiach, and more righteous people that we know in this generation are fighting that Mashiach will not going to come. We don't want Mashiach. We don't want Mashiach. We want all of the world to do tshuva. And if Mashiach will sacrifice himself another few more years, he's already suffered for thousands of years. So we're going to suffer a little bit more. We're apologizing. He will accept it with love. He's got that wisdom. Every righteous man is going to accept it with love. If really, if he's going to suffer another 20, 30, 50 years, the world is going to be fixed and people will not going to die. Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz said, we want Geula Berachamim, with mercy. And he said that no one hair of a Jew is going to fall from his head, from Sar or Mitzar. No suffering. We want Geula Berachamim, salvation with mercy. Everyone healthy, everyone rich, everyone happy, everyone learning, everyone like us, doing tshuva, going to the fields, doing another tshuva. What's the difference between us and them? If Mashiach is going to come today, we're ready to accept him. I'm telling you, we're ready. We're not going to be confused. Mashiach is here. What are you going to do? Oh, Shalom Aleichem. Nice. Hello. Hello, Mashiach. Hello. I haven't finished my Shait Bodedu today. I need before sunset to do my Sha'ah. You what? You're not going to tell him that? You're not going to do Sha'ah in the day that Mashiach is going to come? Mashiach is here. The king. David HaMelech. I'm sorry. David HaMelech. My wife, she's saying, why are you spitting on the students all day long? She watched the film. Sorry. I'm apologizing. Sorry. Mashiach is going to come, so what's going to be? You don't need to dive in Mincha. Well, Mashiach is here. Yes, but in 5 minutes it's Mincha, so what? You said the bracha. I told you, I have that note with me. I'm taking that note. You have a note that it's written all of the brachot. This is what you should say when you see Mashiach. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Gaal Yisrael. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shechiyanu Vekiyemanu Vehegiyanu Lazman Hazeh. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shechalak Mechochmato Lireav. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shechalak Mekvodo Lireav. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Chacham Arazim. Before of that you say התקשרות. הרי אני מקשר את עצמי בבריאת פני משיח בברכות. This is it. You finish your story with Mashiach. Now what? You need to do הפצה. You need to go to do a fatza. Thousands of people cannot see Mashiach. They don't have the ability. What are you going to do? What are you going to do with Mashiach? Play chess with him? What are you going to do with Mashiach? Mashiach is going to come and going to tell people that they need to work to serve Hashem. What's going to be when Mashiach is going to come? Oh, Mashiach is here. All right, now, no more Ishmaelim, no more Egypt, no more Syria, no more Lebanon. Great, peaceful. What now? What's now? What are we doing? Mashiach is here. All right, he came. All right. What? Not going to come to the yeshiva? Not going to speak and talk? And what are we going to do in Shalom Bayit? I need to get married. I need to... which school I'm going to send my children to? This is it? It's finished? No, Mashiach is here. No, Mashiach. Thank you. Here, Arab is here. So what? Arab is here. Mashiach is here. There is Bet Mikdash. Okay, Bet Mikdash. Here, it's over there. You can see it from the window. What's the difference? Not coming to the Kollel anymore? Daily going to Bet Mikdash? Or how much time you're going to spend in Bet Mikdash every day? 1 hour, you're going to do it. You're going to do in Bet Mikdash. You're going to do 2 hours, three. All right, going to be open for you. You're going to have an inspiration. Wonderful, great, pleasant, good weather. 3 hours it would do. Daily, in Beit HaMikdash. What's next? You're not coming to the Kollel anymore? Why not? Here, we have Hanan. Hanan Menashe. Fan. Brought a fan. Here. You have Mashiach with you, so what's it going to change? There are people that cannot grab that Mashiach is going to be here. For them, no, what it means, no, there is Mashiach, so what it means, what should I do, should I... Because they're not serving Hashem. For us, when Mashiach is going to come, it's going to be regular, wonderful. Hello, Shalom Aleichem, Kvodo, Amelech, thank you, the King, oh, wonderful, all great, two fans. What else can we ask? No, we just need to be grateful to Hanan Menashe. We just need to appreciate Hanan that he cared about us, that he took care of all of that trip yesterday, that he's taking care of us daily, that he's helping us, that all of us are going to receive our maskorot, that all of us are going to have classes to sit and learn. Only to appreciate, only to see that someone cares. Our job is to illuminate that light to the world, to let people know, that they should serve Hashem, that Hashem is here. Mashiach is going to come, he's going to teach the people to talk to Hashem. We have those, Rabbeinu said, between me and Mashiach there is no difference. Just that to Mashiach they're going to listen and to me they're not listening. It's the same wisdom. Mashiach is going to conquer the world with the wisdom of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. What do you want him to tell you more? We learned it in Likutei Moharan, that when the hidden secrets are going to be revealed, the Torah of Atikas Tima'a, the hidden Torah, the ancient Torah are going to be revealed, what's going to be revealed? That Hashem is good, and that it all depends in the peace. This is the understanding, that it's all good, that Hashem is one, and His name is one. It's what that we're talking about daily. This is going to be clear. That's going to be clear when Mashiach is going to come. So for us it's clear. Or if it's not yet clear, we need to clarify it. To work on ourselves that it's going to be clear. And to go and spread the rumor. To tell the world. People, wake up. Hashem is good. And His name is good. Hashem and Elokeinu. Kindness and judgments are one. Hashem Echad. The Hashem is one. The kindness is covering on all of it. Say Shema Israel. Listen to the words what you're saying when you say Shema Israel. Listen Israel. Hashem, He is our God. He is our leader. He is the kindness. This is the judgments. The judgments are coming from the kindness. It's all kindness. All of the difficulties that you have, it's kindness. If a person in the age of 18, he's going to meet his wife and they're just going to get married, he's going to be so arrogant. They will never going to learn how to honor each other, how to respect each other. But now, after another 5 years, another 10 years of difficulties, now he can appreciate his wife. He is not arrogant. He can accept her. He can understand that he's also not so perfect after that he's been rejected a few times in Shiduchim. Now he understands. If he would think to himself, no, I'm the prince, and she's supposed to be a princess, and if she's not functioning, so someone needs to teach her a lesson. Can never have Shalom Bayit. Can never have Shalom Bayit. But now, after 5 years, after 10 years, one needs only 5 years, one needs 10 years. Now you learn humility. Now you're going to respect her. Even that she's not so beautiful, even that she's not so wise, you're going to respect her. You're going to laugh from her jokes. You go because you learned that also your jokes are not so fun. You learned it. Life taught you. Life taught you that you're also not so funny. Baruch Hashem, once in a while you have a good joke. Sometimes the joke is on you. Need to learn it. And when you learn that lesson, so Baruch Hashem, you can have Shalom Bayit. And if really you're wise, you can have Shalom Bayit even with the devil, like Rav Shalom said. Because you don't care. Rav Shalom said, don't understand the problem of Shalom Bayit. You just need to say, yes, you're right. This is it. You are right. You're right. I agree with you. This is it. You're right. You are right. I'm wrong. You're right. What do you want me to do? What should I do? Need to think. This is Shalom Bayit. It's not a complex issue. What's complex? You're arrogant. This is complex. For you, it's complex. It's also not complex. If you're going to understand how stupid you are when you're arrogant, you're such a fool. You just drop all of the good things that you have and you're running after an imagination that does not exist. You drop diamonds and gold and silver and satisfactions and spiritual development and everything to be connected to Hashem for nothing. for a compliment that probably comes from a liar, that you just need that imagination for nothing. It doesn't feed you, it doesn't give you nothing. You're just acting stupid. This is it. You're just stupid. Yes, thank you. Oh, yeah, you're right. Thank you. This is it. This is it. They told you you're wise. They told you you're handsome. They told you you're great. What's the use? What's the benefit? What do you achieve? Can you eat it? Can you say bracha on it? Can you... What? Nothing. It's empty. It's an imagination. All right, so you're handsome. All right. I'm going to write you all, everyone. We're going to hand the teudot. What?
Report card.
Certificate. So everyone, whatever, you're going to fill it. You're going to write what you need. We're going to sign. Put your face at yeshiva. Everyone's going to receive a stamp. Also, I'm going to ask a Rav, maybe a Rav going to sign for all of us. Whatever you need. You're a rabbi, you're musmach le'ora'a, you're a dayan, whatever. You don't need us for that. You, for $500, you can have license for everything that you need. Whatever you need. You want to be a shochet, you want to be a dayan, whatever, a pilot. It's not a problem. $500, and this is it. You have it. Black market is open in every city in the world. The only success of this world is to be connected to Hashem Yitbarach. To be connected to Hashem Yitbarach. And we're already there. If you're going to observe on your thoughts how you spend your life, the lowest one in this class, the lowest one in the, here's those classes, the lowest one, if you're going to understand where you're holding, what's your downs, how you're going down, you're going to understand that you're amazing, that you're higher than an angel. That you're holding in the heights. Which downs you have? Which downs you have? You know what's going on in the world? A little bit. You know what's going on in the filthy world outside. You know what people are doing, what people are up to, what people are doing daily. You know which corrupt world there is, what's going on, how people ruin their own lives, how people abusing their own children and their own families, and what people are doing and how low people can get and where you're holding. You all day long want to be better. All day long you want to develop. All day long you want to grow. All day long you want to help others. So once in a while you forget it and you care about yourself. You felt hunger. You wanted to eat a burger and you forgot your wife. You wanted to drink a beer and you forgot Breslev that said not to drink. What happened? You smoke a cigarette that it's not allowed. What's your falling? I saw myself, I'm telling you everything. I saw myself for a long time, I wasn't drinking black coffee. Long time! I told you on that, I heard the Rav that he said it's not healthy and this and that, and I decided I'm not going to drink coffee anymore. And I stopped! And I saw that in the last few months, I had thoughts about it again and again and again and again, to drink another coffee, to drink. I was very tired, driving alone at night a lot of times. I have my Yetzer Hara. I'm telling you, I have my Yetzer Hara to drink coffee. And then I decided one day I'm going to drink some coffee. Can I have another tissue, please? I decided I'm going to drink that coffee. And I drank one black coffee. And Yetzer Hara was wild on me. Like, what have I done? I drank a cup of coffee. What are you doing? You're not listening to your rabbi. What is this? And then I thought to myself, really? I'm so horrible. I'm not holding my word. And I did and that. And I told people that I'm not drinking coffee. And yes, I'm not. What? What? I haven't done nothing. I just drank one cup of coffee. And then I told myself, cheer up. That your downs is to drink one cup of coffee. Be happy. That those are your downs. This is my falling. I'm falling now daily to drink black coffee. Daily. Every day I'm drinking one or two cups of black coffee. I confess. I confess. Those are my downs. I bless you all that those are going to be your downs. This is it. This is it. I'm not watching internet. I'm not watching filthy movies. I'm not looking at women in the streets. I'm not stealing. I'm not cheating. I'm not lying. I'm serving Hashem in Sirut Nefesh. And I'm drinking coffee. Also, once in a while, I'm eating too much. I'm eating more than I should. I feel that once in a while that I ate too much. Those are my downs, Ribono Shel Olam. I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to be happy. No. Yetzer Ra is saying, you're not God yet. You're not an idol yet. People are not bowing to you. You're not Haman HaRasha yet. It's the Yetzer Ra. Kol Zeh Eino Shaveh Li. It's not worthy. If I'm drinking coffee, it's not worthy. If I'm not perfect, if I'm not like Rav Shalom, if I'm not like Rav Berland, it's not worthy. Why? You're not. And be happy. That those are your downs. A few years ago, you can remember what were your downs. Where would you fall? How you could spend your days and your nights chasing after nonsense, running after nonsense, yearning to nonsense, to imaginations, to things that do not exist. And today, every day, you spend your life in Beit Midrash. A few hours every day in the Beit Midrash. Going to pray, split tefillot every day. Every day. Putting tefillin, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam. You have Gmach Rabbeinu Tam in the yeshiva. You can put Rabbeinu Tam every day. And doing it what they do every day. And wish for Hashem Yitbarach every day. Learn wonderful Torah from Rabbeinu HaKadosh every day. The book of all books, Sefer HaSfarim. Likutei Moharan. Going to Kibbutz Tzadikim once a week, doing 6 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Going to Uman in Rosh Hashanah. Love the righteous people. Have good people, friends surround me. Live in Eretz Yisrael. Helping people, supporting people, smiling to people. Can give charity, tzedakah once in a while to people. Help them. Doing good, Baruch Hashem. Distributing, supporting people that distribute the light of the faith in the world. How many good things? Tzitzit, kippah, zakan, keeping Shabbos, purity of the family, and on, kashrut. You know what it takes outside of Eretz Israel to take kashrut? Here everything is kosher. Here to fail in kashrut, you need, I don't know what to do. You need to go to East Jerusalem, to the Ishmaelim, to beg to someone to give you something. Everything is kosher here. Everything is kosher. Yo, if it's not badat sedar charedit, so you're not eating, so it's your problem. But everything is kosher. Rabbanut is kosher. Everything is kosher. First of all, you're eating kosher. Second, you want to grow, bezrat Hashem, you want to be more strict. Great, if you're able, wonderful, bless you. You live between Israeli people. You're not in the exile, in the galut. Rav Shalom today told me, people in Vina, old people, women are telling the Rebbetzin, and the Rabbi hears stories from the men, cheating their wives, and I don't know what, over 60, over 70, dating with Goyot, with non-Jews, and the children are lost. Children are lost. Married with non-Jews. And here, you're in Eretz Israel. This is something, every person that have that doubt, that question, if to make Aliyah or Chas Shalom, to leave Eretz Israel, I don't know what. Just, mister, think on your seed, on your generation, on the children. Just that. They're going to be Chilonim. With no tshuva, here they're going to marry Jews. Here in Eretz Israel, they're going to marry Jews. After he take care of him, help them, Bezrat Hashem, to do tshuva, whatever. Here they're going to marry Jews. In Chutz La'aretz, out of Eretz Israel, no guarantee, no promise. Here, Baruch Hashem, you're surrounded with people that are like you. Everyone are here in Eretz Israel. Everything is great here. Everything is so great here. We have to work on that. And Yetzirah doesn't want us to be happy. Yetzirah wants people to go sadness and despair and frustration and I'm not achieving this, I'm not achieving that, I'm not an angel yet, I'm not the tzaddik of the generation yet. It's all imaginations. Look how you spend your life. How your life full with Torah. How your life full with mitzvot. How your life full with faith. Full with great things that you're doing every day. And even if you don't have children yet, and even if you don't have a house yet, and even if you don't have even Shalom Bayit yet, at least you're connected to the source, to the roots of the truth. You know on what you need to work. You understand that you have the responsibility that you can fix. Even if you're ruined, you can fix. You understand that you have the tools, the weapon, the bodedut, you can pray on it. Secret of life, Rabbi Yisrael. Secret of life we have in our hands. Just to keep on
illuminating the world. Thank you very much, Chazak Tov.